a news site covering the entertainment and media industries. And welcome to all three of you. I want to start with you, Darnell Hunt, and help us first briefly define the problem and what you see as its source.
Well, what we're dealing with is a disconnect between, on the one hand, the increasing diversity of American society. We're almost 40% minority. And on the other hand, the fact that stubbornly, the industry just can't seem to make diverse projects. In our study, we find that on every front, people of color and women are underrepresented behind the camera, in front of the camera. And yet, we also see from audience consumption patterns that people of color, diverse audiences, crave diverse content. So we have a situation where the people who are running the industry, and largely white males, aren't in a position to make the types of projects that people want. And that's the fundamental issue. It's trying to figure out how to bring more people in the room, how to get more voices and perspectives into the process.
Well, so Alex Nogales, tell us how it plays out. You work sometimes with the experiences of Latinos and others, what kind of roles they get or don't get, what they run up against as writers or directors?
Well, they can't even get in. The opportunities are not there. As Darnell just said, the problem is that you have 95% whites in leadership positions at all of the studios, the six studios here in town. And you have a majority of them being males. So they rose up in the ranks of this whole thing called film, and they've made their alliances, they've made their friendships, they've made their relationships. And so when it's time to call for a new product, that's who they call in.